Myself and Phil are sat in the breakfast room. We are talking about the incredible lack of sleep that we've had, more so on Phil's behalf. The main casualty of last night is my spoffle, the microphone windshield that I put on my iPhone when I make audio boosts, is now lying somewhere in the gutter, probably, as Phil suggested, as a hat for some rat who wants to be look like some kind of London Queen's Guard soldier thing. Whoever wear those big hats. I managed to get to sleep at about 3 a.m. tossing and turning, lots and lots of thoughts, thinking, why am I so awake? This is insane. I find out Phil probably just ventured to the edges of sleep before his alarm went off, having tossed and turned all night. We had some interesting beers, unusual beers made with old recipes with certain spices in, and I think one of these spices may have been some kind of wake-up juice, wizard brew, because, man, the damn effective, better than coffee at keeping the mind awake. So we can't function very well. This is the second attempt at actually recording anything because I keep pressing the wrong buttons. I've just tried to fit a cappuccino into an espresso cup, and obviously it's not going to work. All I have to do is put a cup into the machine and press one button. Not difficult, but you do have to select the size of cup. So that was kind of a fail. I did manage to half make some toast and put some scrambled eggs on, which partly went on my open-toed feet on a scalding lava egg type fashion. We've now probably going to throw our legs over the saddles of our rental bikes and roll downhill to a coffee shop where we will be doing and having a meeting with the company that asked us to come out to Denmark and torture ourselves in this fashion. There is a lot to do. There is a lot to see. It is not possible to drink 48 beers in Denmark in 48 hours for us. Some people may want to take up the challenge. We didn't get close, to be honest, because conversation was great last night. Places were really interesting, and it does have a good night scene. Not only that, we didn't want to be the rowdy loud ones, although we did walk past a few last night. But in Denmark, in this particular city, when people get rowdy, they're just desperate to shake your hand, it seems. Do you remember that last night?
It was interesting to see the Cockney outside the Cockney pub. The guy who lives in Spain but comes from London but is working in Denmark.
Mm. Yeah, and I sat next to him. A very interesting guy who is in charge of medieval history. I'm watching the guys filming breakfast over there, the Dutch guys, who for some reason don't want to sit with us. Maybe we desperately offended them last night. Did we desperately offend them? No. And they'll probably have a video up by lunchtime. I'll probably have this breakfast up by lunchtime.